Today's Cotton Newsline is one cut. It features Craig Brown, Vice President of Producer Affairs for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
So the protocol is designed to provide that information to brands and retailers and make sure that U.S. cotton is on their sustainability list, to make sure that U.S. cotton meets their sustainability standards. We think the protocol is being very well received by brands and retailers and mills, so we definitely need participation. We believe there's some individual value to the grower by participating in the protocol. One, he gets to evaluate his farming operation, compare it to his neighbors, to those in his state and nationally on how he's doing from a responsibly produced standpoint, from an environmental standpoint, about things that maybe he can improve his operation on. It's a chance to really evaluate confidentially. No personal data is shared with anyone else except for the protocol administration. And then I think as a possibility, with all the emphasis now, particularly with this new administration regarding environmental issues, we believe there may be some opportunities down the road for growers who are participating in the protocol to take advantage of programs that may become available on a voluntary basis, on things such as carbon credits, on eligibility for NRCS programs that could be facilitated by their participation in the protocol. We're not there yet, but we think there's some potential opportunities coming up that growers may be able to take advantage of by being in the protocol. And we aim to explore those possibilities in the very near future. Growers can get more information by going to the protocol website, trustuscotton.org. There's a wealth of information about the program, how to join as growers and other segments. Feel free to contact the National Cotton Council staff for more information.